More than 400 wildfires are now burning in the Canadian province of Quebec. Fires have been burning across the country for weeks, and the smoke is travelling south, triggering air quality alerts for people in parts of the United States. Well, New York City's mayor has urged residents with heart or breathing problems to limit outdoor activities. Rob McElwee reports.
This is not what the skies of New York are supposed to look like. The Lady of Liberty holds her breath as the city vies with New Delhi to be the world's most polluted. Visible from space, the plume stretches for more than 1,000 kilometres from Quebec's eastern forests in Canada to the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia in the US. It's prompted air quality warnings for millions of people.
Over 50% of the US population, everything east of Columbus, Ohio, is experiencing levels on the order of 150 to 180, which is an air quality index, suggesting that these are very hazardous levels to be breathing.
At the source of the smoke, in eastern Canada, the situation is even worse. In fact, Canada's had its worst start to a fire season on record, with Nova Scotia having its biggest fire on record. And the weather's not helping. The persistence of this weather pattern has meant the wind's been blowing in the same direction for days, and it's set to do the same. In fact, it's bringing this pall of smoke down across the eastern US, right down towards the Carolinas, and there's no immediate improvement. Canada has already lost an area the size of Belgium to fires this year. A warmer and drier than normal spring could lead to its worst wildfire season on record.
Western United States has seen a quadrupling of area burns since the 1970s. Canada has seen a doubling of area burns since the early 70s. And this is largely, not solely, but largely attributed to human-caused climate change.
A recent report from the UN warns that an extraordinary increase in devastating fires like these could lead to what it calls a global wildfire crisis. Rob McElwee, Al Jazeera.
Well, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada has been experiencing more extreme weather events in recent years.
We need to continue to adjust and adapt to what we're doing. The Canadian Integrated Firefighting Agency was created back in 1982. It has seen many improvements and increases since. But we need to continue to make sure we are doing everything possible to both keep Canadians safe when these extreme weather events hit, but also make sure we're doing everything we can to predict, protect, and act ahead of more of these events coming.
Well, Kristen Salumi joins us from New York for more on the pollution situation there. And every time we speak to you, it looks like things have gotten worse and worse. I mean, can you explain what it's like there now and what sort of impact this is having on not only the city but the wider area?
Yeah, the situation here has gone from hazy to apocalyptic. You can smell smoke in the air here now. And it's hard to believe it's the middle of the day in New York City based on how foggy and cloudy, only it's not fog, it's smoke, the sky is. The situation is not only like that here, but also up and down the East Coast. 12 states now, including New York, have declared air quality alerts and emergencies, and they're advising people to stay inside as much as possible. One doctor, medical expert, described the situation outside. If you're exercising in weather like this, he said it's like smoking a cigarette, basically. So there are warnings all up and down the East Coast for people to stay inside if possible. School activities have been canceled. Outdoor activities have been canceled in many states here in New York, Washington, D.C., Maryland. Graduations that were supposed to be outside have been canceled. And again, people who have medical conditions like respiratory issues, heart issues, the elderly, the very young, are particularly at risk. So they're actually being advised to wear masks if they go outside. And, you know, you don't have to follow the news to know something is wrong here in New York. People woke up saying that they felt a little off, that their throat was scratchy, their nose was stuffed up, and it's only getting worse as the day goes on.
It certainly seems that way. Can you just give us a quick update on the situation in Canada? What's the latest with the fires, and how long are they expected to burn?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the fire season, the wildfire season in Canada typically goes from April to September, but it doesn't typically have this kind of impact so far away. It's particularly a bad situation in Canada this year because of extreme weather conditions. There's been droughts in areas, not enough rain. The temperatures have been warmer than usual. So all of that is contributing to the very volatile situation that could end up being the worst wildfire season on record, some are predicting and warning. It all depends on the weather.
Indeed. Thank you so much. That's Kristen Salumi for us in New York. We're going to go now to Matthew Adams, who is the director for the Centre of Urban Environments at the University of Toronto. He joins us from Toronto. Thank you very much for being on Al Jazeera. First of all, can you just give us an idea of just how bad these wildfires are? I mean, it seems like Canada is having to gear up for one of its worst seasons on record.
It's definitely looking like one of the worst. When you walk outside, pretty much all across southern Ontario, an area that rarely experiences wildfire smoke, it smells like you're standing at a campfire. It's just something we don't typically experience in these major urban centres in this part of Canada.
And it's not just those who are, you know, I guess, close to the fires. There are millions now being affected by the smoke, as we heard from our correspondent all the way down in New York. I mean, that's obviously a major problem for Canada as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a major fire issue in Halifax on our east coast last week, and then we see it traveling across really almost all of Canada is being affected right now. Canada does experience regular wildfires throughout the year. Much of that often happens in the west coast, which is far less populated. These major urban centers, such as Toronto, rarely would experience this sort of smoke. And, you know, hundreds of kilometers away, the smoke feels like you're at this campfire.
Can you just tell us a little bit about some of the restrictions that are in place in Canada and what sort of impact that is having on the economy, especially for farmers?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see over the coming weeks how this settles out. But a lot of the restrictions right now aren't really restrictions, but more advisories in Canada. We're suggesting people stay indoors. If they do need to go outside, limit that time wearing a mask. Farming, I can't comment too much about farming right now and how it'll affect agricultural processes, but, you know, just the general dryness and drought conditions are not positive for agriculture as it is already.
No, the White House has just come out and basically explicitly said that this is due to climate change, saying that the wildfires are an alarming example of climate change. And we heard Justin Trudeau a little earlier sort of allude to the extreme weather that Canada is facing. Is that the feeling in Canada as well, that this is a direct result of climate change?
I think for the average citizen, this is probably one of their first experiences of major climatic impacts. The fire scientists in Canada have been saying this for the last few decades, that climate change will result in these major fires, and now we're starting to see those effects. Much of Canada, I think, has been insulated from a lot of the climate change impacts, but now we are seeing it on the ground in our major urban centres.
Okay, thank you so much for your time and your insight. That is Matthew Adams, Director for the Centre of Urban Environments at the University of Toronto. Thank you.
Thank you.